Okay, I want to say a little bit more about the deviations and use a figure, or actually a table that comes from the textbook. This is just another way of say, this is a way for you to see things rather than listen to me describe distributions. So let's look at the distribution on the top. There are four scores in the distribution. These actually correspond to one of the ones I showed you when we did the balance. So you see I have a 3, 4, a 6, and a 7. And we're going to calculate the deviations by taking that score minus the mean. The mean is 5, and it stays 5. So if we look at our deviations on the top, we have 3 minus 5, minus 2. 4 minus 5 is a minus 1. 6 minus 5 is plus 1. And 7 minus 5 is plus 2. Notice on the right column, if we add them all up, we get to 0. Again, that's true all the time when we're talking about the mean. Now let's look at the one on the bottom. Our scores here are 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, and 14. So we have scores kind of bunched together, and then we have one extreme score. The mean of this distribution is 4. But notice again, if we go down to the right, even though we have this extreme number 14 in there, if we look at the sum of the deviations, when we add them all up, lo and behold, we end up at 0 again. So this is a property of the mean. The sum of the deviations always equals to 0. It's just a good thing to know about. Why? Just to give you a glimpse into the future in terms of what we're going to do, you know, we're interested in predicting scores. What we do in psychology all the time is have an interest in making predictions about how people will score in tests or how people will perform in certain situations, and these predictions have to be quantified. You can see that the mean gives you an average error of prediction equal to 0. So even though you're not going to be right, in fact you may never be right exactly, the fact that you're wrong will be less true using the mean than it will using any other point in the distribution. So the sum of the errors, if you will, is equal to 0 when you use the mean. The sum of the errors using any other estimate will be positive. So you always are better off in prediction situations using the mean, especially if you know nothing else about the variable that you're trying to predict or know nothing about other relationships. We'll see later on that if you know something about another related variable, you can use that to make better predictions, but if you have no other information and you want to predict somebody's score or performance, you're always best off to predict that that person will score at the mean. And again, it's because of that property of the sum of the deviations equaling 0.